And that is a summary of our the funding outlook for the project and recent actions by the commission. And we'll move to the next slide. So before we move on from the concept of intercity rail, it's important to establish what intercity rail is, or some of the give some background and parameters on it. So the authorizing legislation, which authorized Amtrak, distinguished between commuter and intercity rail service, but it wasn't particularly clear on what the definition of that intercity rail definition is being. So it laid out what commuter rail is, and on the screen here is the commuter rail definition. And bear with me a moment. So this definition talks about commuter rail, talks about intercity rail being passenger rail that doesn't include commuter rail. The definition basically excludes services that are short distance commuter rail trains within one city area, or slow regional trains that are stopping at all frequent stations and covering local journeys only. In contrast, an intercity rail train is typically an express train with limited stops and comfortable carriages that serve longer distance travel. And the next slide will provide a little bit more information on intercity rail service. So intercity rail is not just peak hour service, but service that provides regular service between cities, not at the local level that light rail provides. So for what it looks like in Santa Cruz County, let's boil it down to that. So the key difference from light rail to intercity is mainly the frequency of those stations and the frequency of stopping at different stations covering the service area. So with intercity rail service, we're looking at on the order of maybe 6 to 8 stations on the Santa Cruz branch rail line, and having that service integrate with service that would be on the Union Pacific main line on the Central Coast corridor. Whereas with a light rail service, you'd have more frequent stops. What we would look to be doing through, and we'll talk about it later in this presentation when I think Mark McLaren from the project manager HDR is going to touch on it, but our service would be focused on those main intercity rail stations, and then we wouldn't be stopping at all of the more frequent stations that we might have, like express or exception stops. That would be seasonal or other type of service stations. Next slide. Okay, and then what we've been doing since Milestone 3, in addition to